We titled the retreat, Divine Love is Real. But the deeper truth is that divine love is all that is real. And divine love meaning the Supreme Being, the bliss of Brahman. Shiva, Allah, Jehovah, use whatever word you wish. All words are false, all concepts are false. And it's only concepts that keep us from realizing that divine love is all that is real. Some people think mistakenly that Brahman or Shiva is the substrate underlying the world. But how can there be a substrate to an unreality? Brahman is all there is. There's nothing but that. The only reason we think there is some self-standing world is because we have concepts for that. Remove the concepts and you remove all difference from Shiva. This is the state we called in the last retreat the Samatha Vilasa, the radiant sameness. There is no differentiation. All is Shiva. There is only Shiva. Shiva's love. Shiva's bliss. Shiva's the absolute real. And you are that. In God consciousness, there are no words. All the Maya begins with words, because words are in the false duality. And so the process of meditation is the process of purging the consciousness of words. And once silence is attained, Shiva will be realized. But you mustn't think even implicitly that there is an ego I who has become silent, because that I is only a concept. And so long as there's the concept that I am silent, rather than simply the silence, then you've created a veil between the illusory and the real. The real is absolute non-duality. Once you know that, whatever delusions come up in the mind, you know are based on concepts that are false. There is no reality to suffering. There's no reality to anger or hatred or despair or sorrow or anxiety. And when those appear, recognize that they are simply illusions, and illusions are not real and never were, and that all that is real is the bliss of Shiva. And those delusions have no power to stay. But if you create the concept, I can never get rid of these, they're too strong, they overpower me, they take all the space, I can't stop identifying, those concepts themselves sabotage you. There's no reality to those ideas. Why limit your own power when you are the Supreme Being? How can anything overpower you? That's absurd. Why would you believe a concept like that? The illusory mind cannot conquer the real self. You can dissolve it in an instant. Simply know, realize with full faith that you are Shiva. You are Thor. You have the lightning bolt. Throw it at Maya and destroy it instantly. No one here can be subject to an obsession or a delusion or fear or greed or anger. How can you be greedy when you know you are all that is? What's there more to want? How can you be angry at divine love? What's there to be angry at if all is bliss? Why create an illusion built on another illusion that has no ground at all? It can be dissolved here and now. Because here and now is all that is. And so don't have any expectation that you will realize this in the future. Won't happen. There is no future. Shiva is the eternal present, outside of time. Realization cannot happen in time, because there is no time. So don't create the concept of time, which is simply a delaying factor of the illusion itself. Mañana, mañana, I'll do it. Today I'm too interested in Maya, maybe tomorrow. All unreal concepts that simply maintain the suffering that is itself a pure illusion, an impure illusion. All that is real is the supreme, eternal, silent presence that is bliss. And so if you never defile the consciousness with these false concepts, never stain the purity of Brahman with false ideas and emotions based on those ideas, you will remain forever liberated in the bliss of your real being. And knowing that, why continue the illusion for a moment? There there is no power greater than the self. You are the self. Claim your power. That is our inherent royalty. Assume the throne. Don't be a beggar. Don't be an outcast from your own being. Don't create nightmares to obscure the bliss. Peace is the natural state of our beingness at all times. There is never conflict, never any reason for stress. Never any reason to inhibit your realization of God consciousness. Don't create some false idea that it would be arrogant to realize I'm God. Don't fall into the false ideas of dualistic religions that are meant to control you and keep you from realizing your Christ consciousness. By saying Christ is someone else out there a long time ago and we have to wait for him to come again. Those concepts are what have brought misery on the world when imposed on children as commands. Original sin. Absurd. Originally we are bliss. And we are eternally bliss. But why sin against the bliss by denying it yourself? Free. Realize your liberation from the mind, which is the only bondage there is. There is no other. And it is purely self-created. You can't blame anyone for it. We mustn't scapegoat Maya. Maya isn't real. How can you blame Maya for your problems? Maya is your own creation. Freedom is absolute. It cannot be limited. Your liberation cannot be prevented by any force. You are the all-powerful force. Claim your power. It's not an individual power. It is the power of all that is. It is the power of the Supreme Real that contains the illusion of the universe. And so it cannot be egotistic, it cannot be arrogant. Cannot be anything but the absolutely most precious gift. To again fill with bliss all that is, that has been veiled within the illusion, and now is being unveiled from within the illusion itself. And this is that cosmic moment of the ultimate revelation. Don't just think about any of this. Feel the power. Feel it within you now. Know it is you. When we speak of God, we're not speaking of someone else. Truth shall set you free. The truth is, you are already free. Now the game of bondage can end forever. The game of bondage to fear, attachment to suffering of every kind, is a game you've been playing with yourself. Now it must end. It is the will of Shiva at this moment, within the illusion of time and history, the cosmic process, that it shall end and the real shall emerge victorious. And restore this universe to the truth that all this is the expression of the supreme power of goodness, and love, and truth, and perfection. We must be loyal to the truth in every moment and never submit to enslavement by the satanic force of the egoic mind. force is unreal and has no power over you. We are the spiritual warriors who defeat Maya and claim the victory that will bring every blessing to this world. Realize the infinity of consciousness. Don't ever think you are limited to the physical body. The body is absolutely irrelevant to your being. You are immortal. You are eternal. You are self-luminous, divine light. There is no physical body. There is no matter. Throw out those concepts. They are myths that deceive your own consciousness. There is no time, therefore there is no history, therefore there was never any trauma. There is nothing to overcome. It's all a self-created nightmare. And it's only here because you're allowing it to be maintained. It has no power. The only power is the Supreme Being, which is all goodness and grace and love and light. There is nothing more to say. But all of these words emerge from the silence and point to the silence. And the words in themselves are not real. They are only pointers to the real. Claim the real. Don't be stuck on the words. Don't just take notes and then read them later and believe that the words contain it. They point to it. But what they point to is yourself. They are useful to keep you in the remembrance of the self. But never stop realizing you are the self. And you don't need to look at notes to know that. That can only be known.